following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you always needed to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm Beth Delpani, filling in for Dr. Kvitko this morning. I hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. It's beautiful out there today, and we have a great show for you. Today's topic, who's who in the dental office? Lots of people in and out when you're getting your teeth cleaned, dental assistant, dental hygienist. We're going to break down the team members in the dental office and let you know who does what and why. Before we get to all of that, a couple announcements that I wanted to get to right off the bat. Just a reminder, the second annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic to benefit the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. That is taking place in August. Mark your calendar, August 23rd at 8 a.m. The golf teams have four players. It's $140 per team. You can call Dr. Kvitko's dental office. His staff will be happy to help you out. That's 614-262-9588. And we have the location on that, Headley Mill Road, Southwest. That is in Pataskala. And, of course, we've got the address and all the details you'll need. Just give Dr. Kvitko's office a call. One other thing, Dr. Kvitko is going to be on Showcase Columbus, which will air on NBC4, Sunday, June 1st at 12:30. And also WUAB, Channel 15 on Time Warner, Wednesday, June 4th. That's at 7:30. So, of course, tune into that. And we do want to say hi to Dr. Kvitko. He's obviously not here today, but we'll let him fill you in on what he's up to today. Hi, Dr.
Good morning,
Beth. Good morning.
How are you?
We're doing okay here. We miss you, of course, but you'll be back next week.
Yes, I will. I want to thank you for filling in for me. You do a wonderful job.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot, too.
Well, the reason I can't be there today is because my oldest son, Brian, is receiving his PhD from Cornell University today.
Wow, I think you have a good reason to miss.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud. And interestingly enough, I have a daughter that's in vet school at OSU who will be graduating next year. And so next year, there'll be three Dr. Kvitkos in the family and not a single physician among us.
Wow. That's pretty cool, though. That really is.
Yeah, we're real happy for him and very proud of him.
Wonderful. Well, congrats to him. And we want you to give us the question of the day. We're kind of curious to what it is this week.
Okay. All right. Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, according to a recent poll, what percent of dentists have dated a staff member? And I thought that would be appropriate because we're talking about dental staff today.
That is very appropriate. And we'll have to, of course, stay tuned for the answer. And you enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you very much. I will. And say hello to all my guests for me. And I will see everybody. I'll be back on the air next Sunday.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko.
Thanks, Beth.
We're going to move right into our first guest who is actually waiting for us on the line right now. And he is a team member that helps assist in the dental office. Actually, he's not located or works in the dentist dental office. But we're going to be talking with Rich Odie. Are you there, Rich? Rich, are you there? We may have lost Rich just for a moment. He is a dental laboratory technician. And again, as I mentioned, he doesn't actually work in the dental office. We have some other positions, dental assistant, dental hygienist. They are in the office. But this is kind of interesting. This is something that was new to me, a person that actually does not work in the office but plays a crucial role in what you have done at the dental office. This gentleman has worked for several years as a dental laboratory technician. Rich Odie, again, is his name. He's worked at the OSU College of Dentistry, and we're going to be talking to him about what he does. A very important job, constructs dentures, partials, obviously some items that you definitely need when you're heading to the dentist. So we'll hopefully get to him in a moment. I want to remind the listeners here, though, if you are missing a show for any reason, they are always available on demand by podcast, and you can go to www.talk1230wyts.com. Very simple to get to our podcast. So be sure to do that. Also, be sure if you have any questions today for any of our guests. We're going to have a total of three guests. Be sure to call us at 821-1230. It's very casual, very simple. If you have a question, you just give us a call. And it sounds like we have Rich back on the phone. Rich, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Wonderful. And thanks so much for calling us this morning.
You're welcome.
I got into a little bit of an introduction on what you do, but tell me again, you've been doing this for quite a while. You worked as a lab tech at the OSU College of Dentistry, is that correct?
Correct, for about 22, 23 years.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this all together?
About 42 years.
So you have quite a background in being a lab tech. I have a few questions here we want to get to, because a lot of people, I don't think, realize what it is, in fact, you do. You don't work in the dental office, is that correct?
Correct. The dentist usually sends the lab technicians their models, and we take it from there and do bite rims for them, setups, and they send it back to the dentist. They do the aesthetic try-ins and the bites, and there's a lot of steps to it people don't understand.
Well, I was just going to say, and you're using a lot of terms here that are certainly new to me.
Right.
Tell me about some of those things. You make dentures, is that correct? Am I right?
Dentures, fabricate partial dentures also, a lot of things, radiation carriers, a lot of cancer patients have surgery, and we do what they call hollow bulbs, and a lot of terminology there people don't understand, you're right.
Sure. Do you have any patient contact at all?
No.
No patient contact?
No, we get the models, like I said, from the dentist, and we fabricate the appliances for them, and you know, that's their job to see them.
If someone decides they're interested in this, because it does sound fascinating, what are the education requirements, or how do you get to this point?
Well, there is a course at Columbus State you could take. It's a two-year course, basic terminology, I mean, in, you know, anatomy, hands-on, a little bit of stuff. And you mainly learn this business doing it, you know, once you get out into a field with a laboratory, and that's how you learn. That's how you learn, you know, most anything you do, doing it.
Well, exactly. It's the best way. Now, do you make crowns?
No, I don't. See, I just do removable dentures and removable partial dentures, no bridge work.
What is your opinion on this? I mean, obviously, you've enjoyed it if you've done it this long.
Well, I think it's a good field to be in. I've never had to have a job anywhere. I mean, for 42 years, I've always been employed. And it's kind of nice to see people's smile and knowing that you're the one that's constructed that appliance, you know?
That's a really good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice.
Good way to think about it. Well, Rich, thank you for sharing a few minutes with us. Obviously, you do some very important work, and we appreciate that. And you do work for Dr. Gavicko, correct?
Right.
That's right. Very nice.
He's a pretty particular doctor, so he's the one to go to.
That's the way you want it. You want to be particular when it comes to important
things.
That's
right.
Like our teeth.
Yes, ma'am.
Rich, enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks again for joining us on the show.
All right, thanks, Beth.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey, I do want to remind our listeners that if you have a question for any of our guests, call 821-1230. You can always send us an email at dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. We want to go ahead and move on to our next guest. She, I believe, is on the phone with us. Carol Landis, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Am I saying your last name correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, correctly. Landis. And you are a dental assistant.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about your background a little bit.
Well, I started off in dental assisting probably over 30 years ago. It was a great field for me, and I've done everything from working in private dental practices to spending some time working at the OSU College of Dentistry. I've worked in some public health clinics, and now for the last 15 years, I've been teaching dental assisting.
What's that like? That's got to be fulfilling.
It is very rewarding to see someone start off with no knowledge of the dental field and then in just less than a year be able to start into a career.
Definitely. Tell me a bit, as far as if I would go in to get my teeth cleaned, you're a dental assistant. Tell me some of the responsibilities you have. You actually work in the dental office, correct?
Well, a dental assistant does work in the dental office, and primarily you see he or she working along chairside with the dentist. But prior to seeing the patient, the dental assistant does everything to prepare the room, prepare all the instruments for the procedure. Then they sit down and assist the doctor, handing the instruments, mixing any materials that need to be prepared, Also, they take x-rays. They take impressions on patients. They do a lot of patient education and communication with patients. And then all the behind-the-scenes things like instruments, sterilization, infection control procedures. So it's a good variety.
It certainly sounds like it. Well, and I can think about the different times I've gone to the dentist, and I, now I know exactly who that person was. If someone was interested in this field, how long does it take to complete a dental assistance program and or school?
Well, most programs, there are high school vocational programs where students can start in their junior year and continue through their senior year. But there's also post-high school programs, such as I work and teach at Ohio Institute of Health Careers in Columbus, and we're a post-high school career college. So our program, if a person is interested in daytime, it's a little over 9 months. Mm-hmm. And then we also have evening programs, so those go almost 11 months.
And then dental assistants, do you have to be licensed?
Well, there's no mandatory licensing, except if an assistant is going to take x-rays in an office, then they do need to have an Ohio Dental Radiographer certificate.
Okay. What about job prospects for dental assisting?
Well, in the Central Ohio area, it's a wonderful market for dental assistants. There's way over 600 dentists in the Columbus area, and it's been a very good job market.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, say your interest in this, what it really is going to take to be successful at something like this. You may have the interest, but, you know, are you cut out for it?
Right. Well, first of all, you know, someone needs to have an interest in working in the healthcare field. And it's interesting, a lot of people who choose dental assisting want healthcare work, but they don't see themselves working like in a physician's office, giving injections or drawing blood. So those of us who prefer those, not doing those things, kind of lean towards the dental area.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it certainly takes someone who's motivated to succeed in their career, has really good work ethics. Once you start working with a doctor, a dentist, they truly rely on you to be there. So in our program, we really emphasize dependability and really strong work ethics. Good communication skills. A lot of times patients are much more comfortable talking to the dental assistant than they are the dentist.
Sure.
So those good communication skills are important. Good professional appearance, that's highly important. And just real ambition to succeed.
Well, a lot of times, correct me if I'm wrong, when you come in for your visit, is the dental assistant usually the first person the patient sees? Is that correct, or am I wrong with that?
Well, dental assistants can do both business office area and chairside area. So probably the person when you walk into the office and you're greeted by the receptionist or business assistant, they probably also have a dental assisting background. And then the dental assistant is usually the person who escorts the patient back to the treatment area. She usually reviews that patient's medical history and seats the patient and makes sure the patient understands what is going to be done today and try to answer any questions they have.
Okay. Kara, we're going to have to take a break, but I want you to stay on the line if you can just for a few more minutes. We'll talk to you after the break. Thanks again for calling in. You are listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko on Talk 1230. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko on Talk 1230. The topic of today's show, who's who in the dental office. We're breaking down the different team members and their duties on everybody that works in the dental office. We've had a couple of guests on our show already, and we'll be getting back to Carol Landis here in just a moment. But we got a couple email guests coming in for our question of the day. Again, the question of the day, what percent of dentists have dated a staff member? We got an email from Jack from Columbus. His guess, 5%. And then we have Pam from Columbus. She's guessing 13%. Unfortunately, neither of those guesses are correct. We'll keep going with this. So be sure to give us a call, 821-1230, with Any questions, you can always email us, dentallyspeaking on talk1230 at yahoo.com. Again, our topic, who is who in the dental office? We are speaking, and we're speaking on the phone with Carol Landis, a dental assistant. Carol, you back with us?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to pick up with, what exactly is an EFDA, Expanded Functions Dental Assistant? It sounds fancy, and I don't know what that is exactly.
Right. Once a dental assistant becomes certified, and those are options, they can take testing through a national dental assisting board, or they can take an Ohio certification exam. And once they become certified, there are several other options as far as job duties that they can do. And the AFDA training is expanded duties, meaning that after the dentist actually prepares a tooth for a filling, then the AFDA sits down and completely finishes that. They put the filling material in, they completely finish that filling for the patient. So it's just a way for the dentist to be able to see more patients while a very capable assistant finishes up a patient.
Sure, makes sense. And we've been talking about kind of career fields, people going into this type of work. Can you get into a little bit of what someone might be paid for doing, being a dental assistant here in the U.S.?
Well, from our experience with our students and our graduates in the Central Ohio area, we see probably around $11 to $14 an hour starting pay, and many of the offices do offer benefits, which are good. The national average for dental assistants runs about $14 to $19 an hour, and depending on experience. But it's a good starting pay, and of course it grows. If a person chooses to become an AFDA, then they're going to see anywhere from about $20 to $27 an hour. So there's very good opportunities. In addition to the AFDA training, sometimes when patients go into the office now, they may see a dental assistant who has had some specialized training and licensing to do part of the cleaning of the teeth that the hygienist normally has done, the part where they polish the teeth, and then also with some additional training, a certified assistant can take courses to actually be able to place sealants on children's teeth. So the more credentialing and education you get in the field, it's certainly going to make you more valuable and increase your pay range too.
Sure. When you talked about placing the sealants, the sealants, is that for the cavities, or is this something to prevent?
It's a preventive procedure that is done on for children once they get their permanent teeth in, especially their permanent molars. It's like a little glaze that you put on top of the teeth to help prevent decay from occurring. So it's an excellent procedure. Hygienists do it, place sealants also, but again, especially licensed assistant can also do that.
Sure. And tell me, you mentioned hygienist. We're going to be speaking with a dental hygienist here coming up the second half hour. What's the difference really between a dental assistant and a dental hygienist?
Well, a lot of people get assistants and hygienists mixed up. But
sure.
Again, the hygienist has more education and training, and she or he is licensed through the state, and their primary area of responsibility is patient education and all the preventive procedures such as teeth cleaning, helping patients understand good home care. They can work a lot more independently. They see their own patients, whereas the chairside assistant is working right alongside with the dentist.
Now, obviously we've spoken about the dental assistants working with the patients. Is the dental assistant the same as a dental technician? Because I've heard that term.
Usually the dental technician refers to the lab technician.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who we spoke with. We actually spoke with a lab technician a little bit earlier.
Uh-huh.
So dental technician, lab technician are kind of interchangeable.
Well, again, usually that technician, lab technician, isn't someone the patient usually sees in the office.
And you may have mentioned this, but just one more, I just wanted to check on this. How long does it take to complete the dental assistance program and or school? How long are we talking until you can actually do this?
Okay. Most programs are less than a year, and that's the same with our Ohio Institute of Health Careers programs, either day or evening. They're less than a year training.
Okay, so really, not bad.
Not at all.
I mean, to have this great of a job and be able to prepare for it that quickly, and then, of course, we talked about the pay.
Right. And, yeah, so there's other options as far as dental assistants working in dental specialty offices. You know, some of them get excited about working in an orthodontic office, mm-hmm. oral surgery setting. So there's a lot of different specialty offices that a dental assistant can choose to work in, as well as just working in the business area, the front office area. So they're very multi-trained and, you know, very valuable in the dental office.
Well, as you mentioned, obviously room to grow and kind of move on, move up, whatever your aspirations are.
Right. You know, quite a few of the graduates that I've worked with have gone on to dental hygiene training, definitely after training, and we have one or two who are pursuing careers as a dentist. So, you know, this is just a nice stepping stone to building your career.
Wonderful. Carol, thank you so much for your time on this beautiful Sunday morning. You were very informative and helpful, and hopefully a lot of people out there heard that and it may become interested in this field.
Wonderful. Great.
Thank you, Carol. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Keep in mind, if you have questions, give us a call, 821-1230. You're again listening to Talk 1230 WYTS.
Smile a little smile for me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230. Thank you so much for spending some of your holiday weekend with us. We hope you're enjoying it. The topic for today's show, who's who in the dental office? And before we get to our third guest, who is a dental hygienist, we do have a call from Marilyn. She's here in Columbus. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing okay. What can we answer for you?
I had a question regarding caps on the teeth. Is there anything that can lighten or whiten caps?
Is there anything that can lighten or whiten? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Lighten or whiten, because I think what we're going to do is our next guest, if we can keep you on the phone here, our next guest is Denise Bowers. And we're going to go ahead and ask her this and see if we can get an answer for you, Marilyn.
All right, thank you.
Denise, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How about yourself?
We're doing okay, and we appreciate you taking some time out of your holiday weekend. You are a dental hygienist, is that correct? Denise, are you there? Denise, are you there? We may have lost Denise momentarily. Marilyn, are you still with us? We're going to get back to Marilyn and Denise momentarily. Again, Marilyn, Marilyn's back with us. Marilyn, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, we're working on getting Denise back, and we are going to get an answer to your question if you can lighten or whiten a cap. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sure this would be an easy one for Dr. Kavicko, and hopefully Denise will be back here in a moment, and we'll get with her. She's a licensed hygienist. She's been licensed in Ohio since 1981, and she taught dental hygiene at Rhodes State College for the past 19 years, so certainly a lot of experience with her. I'm looking here at her background, quite an extensive background. She has a master's degree in education administration from the University of Dayton. She's taught dental hygiene at Rhodes State College for the past 19 years. During her school breaks and summer vacations, she practices dental hygiene for a general dentist in the Findlay area. So quite a background, and we'll hope to hopefully talk with Denise here in a moment. And Marilyn, if you can just hang with us, we are going to review our question of the day. And Marilyn, I don't know if you heard this. What percent of dentists have dated a staff member? Do you want to go ahead and take a stab at that?
I'll say about 45 or 50%.
45 or 50%. Okay, we got your guess. And we've got a couple other email guesses that I'll run through here in just a moment, because I'm getting curious about the answer. Matt from Dublin guessed 30%. That was an email guess. Carol from Bexley guessed 4%. And, of course, we'll get to our answer a little bit later in the show. And, Marilyn, what was your guess one more time? Write this down here.
I'll say 45%.
45%. Again, the question, what percent of dentists have dated a staff member? Kind of interesting. We don't always think about that. Don't forget, if you're missing the show for whatever reason, you can always listen to us on one of the podcasts. And that's really easy to get to. It's www.talk1230.com. WYTS.com. So, and we really welcome the questions. Marilyn, we appreciate you your patience here. We really welcome the questions. It's very simple. You call 821-1230, and again, we'll get you an answer to. There's lots of things that come up here in some of our topics, and we're lucky enough to have the three guests that we had today. We started off with Rich Odey, a dental laboratory technician, and we don't think about those folks an awful lot, and boy, do they play a major role in the dental office. They make the dentures, the partials, crucial hardware that we need. And then we spoke with Carol Landis. She was a dental assistant, because there's certainly a distinction between the dental assistant versus the dental hygienist. Carol is a dental assistant program manager at the Ohio Institute of Health Careers. So a variety of guests here. And we're hoping, again, as we mentioned, to get Denise Bowers back. She is the actual dental hygienist. And again, Marilyn, we're going to listen, hopefully, for the answer from Denise here coming up. And I think we might have, we still don't have Denise back, so we'll hopefully get her in a moment. A couple announcements I made at the top of the show, and we made them rather quickly, so we're going to go through them again regarding Dr. Kavitko. He has his second annual Dr. Kavitko Golf Classic to benefit the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. If you're a golfer, I know I enjoy golf, you definitely want to partake in this. This is at the Broadview Golf Course. Headley Mill Road, Southwest, that's in Pataskala. Bright and early, 8 a.m. on August 23rd, so you have time now to mark this down on your calendars. And if you get a team together, that'll be consist of four players, $140 per team. That'll include your golf, your cart, your lunch, two drink tickets. So it's a great deal and obviously a wonderful cause, again, to benefit the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Very simple. If you want to participate, all you have to do is call Dr. Kavitko's office, and his friendly staff will be happy to help you out. You can call his office at 262-9588. And something else I mentioned at the top of the show, don't forget to tune in on your TV. We always like to hear Dr. Kavitko on the radio, but you can call, or you can watch rather, Showcase Columbus. It airs on NBC4. Maybe you've seen it. Sunday, June 1st. That'll be at 12:30 p.m. Dr. Kavitko will be on. And then also you have another place where you can catch him, WUAB Channel 15 on Time Warner. And that's Wednesdays, June 4th at 7:30 p.m. So if the evening time works out better for you, you can catch Dr. Kavitko then. So he's all over the place, on the radio, on the TV, and hopefully you'll be able to take some time out to catch him. Again, our topic for the day is who's who in the dental office. We've talked with a lab technician. We've talked with a dental assistant. And the next guest will be a dental hygienist. And we're hoping to get with Denise here in a little while. Marilyn, your question was, again, can you lighten or whiten a cap? Is this something you're trying to figure out for yourself or a friend? Or
For myself, yes.
Well, these days, the whitening is obviously a big topic. All the teeth whiteners out there, and you want to, of course, make sure your teeth match. Have you been a regular listener to Dr. Kavitko's show?
I started listening last week, and I did call in last week, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's always nice to have a familiar voice, and Dr. Kavitko will appreciate you making another call to us. We do have some fun facts we can get into a little bit here while we're holding for Denise. Dr. Kavitko gave me some of this information we can look through here. And some of these have been questions of the day. It's kind of interesting to talk about the cities with the most households using floss in the past 6 months. They rank them here. This is according to Men's Health. They rank them from 1 to 10. Marilyn, I don't know, do you have, this is kind of random, but a guess on maybe one of the cities that would have the most households using floss in the past 6 months? Let's just, do you have a... want to take a stab at that?
Oh, golly. I would have no idea. Maybe, I don't know, Pittsburgh?
I know I'm putting you on the spot here quite a bit. Pittsburgh is not listed here, but I'm going to go ahead and run through them. These are just, it's kind of fun facts. The number one city is Fremont, California. Who would have guessed? Number two, San Jose, California. Then we have, Anchorage. Oh, my gosh, Anchorage. Number four, Arlington, Texas. I'm not seeing Columbus on here. Number five, Anaheim, California. Aurora, Colorado, number six. Number seven, Charlotte, North Carolina. Number eight, Colorado Springs. Number nine, Raleigh, North Carolina. And number 10, Las Vegas, Nevada. Those are the top 10 cities with the most households using floss in the past 6 months. How about that? I'm not seeing Columbus actually on a few of these lists, which is a little disappointing, but we also have the cities where the most people have visited the dentist within the past year. And this, I believe, was a question that we used, question of the day, a couple weeks ago. Number one, St. Paul. Number two, Hartford, Connecticut. Number three, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Number four, Burlington, Vermont. Let's just skip on down to number 10, Raleigh, North Carolina. So this, again, is according to Men's Health. Let me go ahead and repeat the question of the day. If anyone is out there listening, waiting for our guest here, you may just want to go ahead and just give us a call and throw out a guess here. There's no losers. What percent of dentists have dated a staff member? So a little drama in the dental office. Go ahead and give us a call at 821-1230. And again, we're checking emails here. Dentally speaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. I also mentioned earlier that if you're missing a show any of these weeks for any reason, you can go to the podcast at www.talk1230wyts.com. And again, you're listening to Talk1230WYTS. Stay with us. Welcome back. Thanks for listening this morning. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 with Dr. Gavitko. He is obviously not here today. We spoke with him at the top of the show, and he's at a graduation. Again, he has all these successful kids graduating, so certainly we miss him, but he will be back next weekend, same time, same place, Talk 1230 WYTS at 9 a.m., and he'll certainly want to hear from you. And Marilyn, we do want to apologize. You were on with us earlier and holding with a question, and we hope that next week you would call us back in. One of our guests, Denise Bowers, a dental hygienist, we had some technical difficulties getting her on the phone with us, and we hope to have her back. But if not, Marilyn, we'd love for you to call back. You mentioned that you are a regular listener, which is wonderful. That's exactly what we want to hear, and you had a good question, so please hold on to that if you would. Again, today's topic, who's who in the dental office. We're kind of breaking down the folks that you run into and that you work with when you go in for one of your dental visits. I know if you've ever done this, you've probably realized you have a couple people come in and out, and we've broken down dental assistant versus a lab tech who actually does not work in the dental office, and then dental hygienist requires a little more schooling, and they're able to obviously have a little bit more responsibility. And then, of course, you see your dentist, which hopefully is Dr. Kavitko. If you have not been listening and you just tuned in, our question of the day, we've taken several guesses, email guesses as well. What percent of dentists have dated a staff member? So if you want to give a guess, go ahead and give us a call, 821-1230. You can always email us your guess. It's very simple, dentally speaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. And I've been mentioning this over and over again. If you miss a show for whatever reason, your weekends are busy, but you want to catch up on whatever you missed out on, Dr. Kavitko's show, always available on demand by podcast. That's at www.talk1230wyts.com. So certainly keep that in mind. We've also been going through some kind of fun facts and fun information about dentistry. I was talking about some cities earlier, and we're going to get back to that just for a little bit here. Cities providing the highest percentage of fluoridated water. You may not think about it, but obviously fluoride in the water. And we've got the top 10 cities providing the highest percentage of fluoridated water. And you may not have known this, but the first, number one, Washington, D.C. Number two, Lexington, Kentucky, not too far away. Number three, Kentucky again, Louisville, Kentucky. Number four, Chicago, Illinois. Number five, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Number six, St. Paul, Minnesota. Number seven, Memphis, Tennessee. Eight, Nashville, Tennessee again. Number nine, Fargo, North Dakota. And number 10, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Not seeing Columbus on any of these lists. Not so sure that's a good thing. Finally, one other little list we're going to run through. Lowest rate of permanent teeth extractions. I don't know if you've ever thought about this. Number one city with the lowest rate of permanent teeth extractions, Madison, Wisconsin. Number two, Anchorage. Number three, Corpus Christi, Texas. Number four, Grand Rapids. Number five, Jackson. Number six, Anaheim, California. And California again at number seven, Bakersfield. Number eight, Fresno. Number nine, Modesto. And number 10, Sacramento. So a little bit of fun information for you. And Dr. Kavitko has also provided me with some other fun facts that we'll get to after the break. Please give us a call, 821-1230. You're listening to Talk 1230, WYTS. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Dr. Kavitko is out today. I'm Beth Del Ponte. I am the guest host here this morning. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your beautiful holiday weekend to listen. We've had some interesting guests on this morning, very informative. Our topic today, who's who in the dental office. I don't know about you, but at least when I go in for the cleaning, couple people walking in and out, doing different things, obviously end up with a dentist. And, you know, you wonder, who are these folks? What is their actual job description? What are they in charge of? What are they allowed to do and why? And that's what we've been breaking down for you on this Sunday morning. We started off with Rich Odie. He was on earlier this morning, a dental laboratory technician. Very interesting because he does not actually work in the dental office. He's in a lab somewhere else doing very important things, making dentures and partials. Crowns and bridges and all the things that we certainly need for our mouths. And so we spoke with Rich Odie. He had, oh gosh, over 20 years experience in that field. He worked at the College of Dentistry at OSU. And then we spoke with Carol Landis, a dental assistant. She's the dental assistant program manager at the Ohio Institute of Health Careers and other things in her background as well, very extensive background. And we were going to talk a little bit about dental hygienist because that's kind of another step you can take with your education and move on to that as well. And certainly you've had contact with these folks in the dental office. And we were going to talk a little bit more about the dental assistant program. When we were talking with Carol, she said it's certainly a wonderful career option. And she says, according to CareerBuilders.com, dental assisting has been listed in the top 30 high-demand jobs, which is good to know, especially with today's economy and the job market. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a 29% increase in the need for dental assistance through 2012. So if you are contemplating a career change or just getting started, ready for a change, this certainly might be the way to go. Certainly, Carol spoke very highly of the field. Central Ohio has over 600 dentists, and it's an excellent job market for dental assistants. Keep that in mind. We talked a bit about what it takes to become a dental assistant. There's still some dentists who will train an individual to work in their office, but with the increasing job duties and regulations for maintaining infection control and the HIPAA requirements, on-the-job training is difficult. Again, this is according to Carol Landis, a dental assistant that we spoke with earlier. She says dental assisting programs are offered at vocational schools, at private career colleges, such as the Ohio Institute of Health Careers. In less than a year, though, this is encouraging, in less than a year, an individual can be trained with the terminology, knowledge, and skills needed to begin a dental assisting career. That is certainly encouraging. You are making a change, and you don't have the time to invest several years in a program. This can be less than a year. These students will learn instruments, how to prepare dental materials, and correct infection control and OSHA regulations that apply to the practices. An important requirement for a dental assistant is that he or she have a state dental board certificate that allows them to take x-rays in an office. Formal training such as the OIHC prepares students for obtaining that certificate. And they offer both day and evening classes, which is also another plus, which works well for the working students, single parents, etc. So certainly keep that in mind. I thought that was very interesting this morning. Again, our question of the day, what percent of dentists have dated a staff member? Couple more email guesses, and then I'm finally going to reveal the answer for us this morning. Jim from Worthington guessed 9%. 9% of dentists have dated a staff member. This is, again, according to a recent poll. Sarah emailed in from Westerville, and she guessed 22%. And I'm finally going to reveal the answer to what percent of dentists have dated a staff member, and that answer is 10%. I don't know if you've ever thought about this when you're sitting there in the chair getting your teeth cleaned, but 10% of dentists have dated a staff member. So a little bit of office drama. And you know, Jim from Worthington, you did pretty well. You guessed 9%, and the answer was 10. So great job. Again, we'd love to hear from you. It's very easy to call, 821-1230. Dr. Kavitko will be back next weekend, and of course, he's the expert on all of this, so any of your questions can be answered by him. We appreciate the listeners that have been staying with us every Sunday. And again, we will continue these interesting topics. Dr. Kavicko always comes up with something. I'll tell you, I've learned a lot just from the two times here that I have filled in. So stay with us. And I keep mentioning this, but it's very important because if you miss a show, we know you're all very busy on the weekends. You can always get a show on demand by podcast. That's at www.talk1230wyts.com. And don't forget, we can hear Dr. Kavicko on the radio, but we can also see him on TV. He is going to be on Showcase Columbus, which airs on NBC4, coming up very soon. It's hard to believe. Sunday, June 1st at 12:30. And then again, June 15th at noon. So thank you so much for being with us. We hope you enjoyed our topic, Who's Who in the Demo Office. And give us a call anytime, again, 821-1230. We hope you enjoyed Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. You're listening to Talk 1230 WYTS.